For those of you north of, oh, say 45, Ollie Frazier. For those of you in the 35 to 45 age range, Tyson Holyfield. For those of you south of 25, how about Conor McGregor, Eddie Alvarez? All knockdown, drag-out fights of one form or another. Last week in Houghton, Michigan, was the WCHA hockey version of a knockdown dragout. Number one and two in the standings, each winning once. Both games came down to a pulled goalie at the end. Last Friday night, it was Charlie O'Connor with the empty netter to seal the deal. Last Saturday, it was Michael Neville sealing the deal for Michigan Tech.
3:25 left. Centering pass up to the top. Cliff Watson deflects. Turning and firing and scoring is Neville. Puck came back up the slot to Neville, and he buried it.
Let's not kid ourselves. Bemidji State dominated play on Friday night. Michigan Tech did the same on Saturday.
They beat us in every facet of the game. Their physicality, their strength, they were heavy on pucks. I mean, if we would have stole a point out of there, it would have been a robbery.
Coach Serratore may not have liked his team's play on Saturday. Let's look at it this way. He didn't think they played that well, and they were still within a bounce at the end, scoring an extra attacker goal to tie it, or even to win it. Neither Michigan Tech nor Bemidji State is invincible. But if you look at the WCHA standings, nobody's anywhere close to either of these two teams. Lake Superior State has come back to earth as of late, but that doesn't mean Tom Serratore expects anything different this week than what they saw last week.
It's going to be, again, there's going to be no easy ice. There's going to be a lot of physicality. And, again, we better be ready not to play open hockey. Winning comes at a huge price. It comes at a huge price. And that price, that you have to pay that price in front of the net, in the corners. And they did tonight. Tech did. And we didn't. And, you know, that's what it's going to take.
Three or four weeks into the season, one could have said the same about this week's opponent, Lake Superior State's Lakers. You see, after winning their first five games of the season, they've now just gone 3-8 since then. They still have a young team, however, capable of creating some standings chaos this week. Beavers, Lake State Lakers. We all know another knockdown dragout in store again tonight. But first, the Bedusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Not invisible.